Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal law? Earth-based spirituality such as Pantheonism, Shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
If all radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out!
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Joanna Wells, and I'm so happy to be here with Moving Beyond the Matrix and freedomizerradio.com. That's right. And, yeah, I have so many things to share, and it's really cool to hear that, you know, I'm getting people just telling me how they're enjoying the podcast, and that does make me feel so good. You know, even though I think in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm really moving beyond the matrix here. I'm really going beyond, and especially with my alternative views. And it's all about breaking free from the box, breaking free from enslavement. You know, we've been, humanity has been beaten and pounded on for centuries, you know, that we're not good enough, that we're a bunch of slaves, that we're sinners, that, you know, we need government. And I'm also a big anarchist. And growing up, I was a big punk rocker too, punk gothic girl. And I still am. And, you know, it's always about freedom from authority. And that's why government is installed and has been installed in our world, is because of they feel that they need to control humankind. And if they were to give them a little more education in the beginning, a little more enlightenment, on how to be, how to utilize their magical gifts, their psychic gifts, and learning to be compassionate, of course, you know, passionate to, you know, living beings, living things. Really good education. We wouldn't need mega governments to rule our world. And I believe, I mean, like I said, this is just my belief, that the world that's being ran, that we are being ran by people that are not human beings. They are of another species, okay? Because these species look at us like agriculture, food, okay? If you ever learned about what the birth certificate is about, you know, that they monetize off of it. It's a certificate. If you really look at that birth certificate and really feel it with your fingers, it's a bond paper. okay? It's a security instrument, and they use it to monetize off of, meaning make money off of these birth certificate bonds that are in our corporation name, which is all in caps, capital in all caps name, and they monetize off of it. They suck the life out of our out of us. They create a corporation in our name so they can fraudulently use that power against us, okay? They can monetize off of our things. They can come after us because they can't come after a living being. They can only come after another corporation. And this is what the United States Corporation is founded upon. It's not the United States of America like it used to be back in the day before 1871, okay? Before 1871, United States of America was based on the Republic. And there were no states. There were no United States. It was actually, they were all based on the Republic, if you know what I mean. And they were each considered sovereign. Sovereign, not United States under Washington, D.C. is what I mean, okay? So with that being said, we have been hoodwinked. We've been hoodwinked into believing that we still are living in a country. You know me, I mean, I'm from America. We're living in this country, and it's actually based upon color of law, which is fraudulent law, and the law, the statute code, which really has no law. That means that it is all made up. So with that, knowing this, they turned the United States into a corporation, beginning with the United States, beginning with Washington, D.C. And then from Washington, D.C., all the other states, you know, Alabama, Arkansas, everything is Inc. incorporated. And then they decide, you know what, we're going to create everything into a corporation. So therefore, our members are, you know, our agriculture, our U.S. citizens, which represent slaves, citizen is slave. We are going to turn them into corporations, their names in the corporation. So that way they can move in commerce, they can operate in commerce, but we would be the benefactors, meaning, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all that, they would be the benefactors of the work, energy, and toil that the American people use to, you know, to create jobs or to work for jobs or to get a career. You know what I mean? We have been raised to get a career so we can work. And working for what? We're working for Federal Reserve notes that are foreign notes that have no backup. No real backup at all. It is just IOU notes. No gold, no silver. Not anymore. So what the hell are we doing? That's a question I ask. I mean, there's a really good books that you can read about it to really understand. I mean, I just drip and feed you a little bit of information of what I've known for many years, which is very important. You are not living in the United States of America country anymore. You haven't been for a very, very long time because the Federal Reserve took over. It is a foreign corporation based out of Puerto Rico, utilizing Federal Reserve notes that are not American. They're based out of Puerto Rico. They are foreign notes, okay? You can learn a lot of this information by David Robinson. He has a lot of books on the UCC, about, you know, becoming sovereign, learning, just learn about that type of history, and you're going to understand why you feel you don't have any rights. Really, you do, but you don't know. Many of you do not know. You have a lot of rights to a point where you're beyond. You are beyond sovereign. You are a diplomat. You're executor of your own trust that you create, not under their trust, once you learn how to step out of it, step out of that jurisdiction. And one of the ways of doing it where you don't have to utilize their FRN notes, because the FRN notes are really about working hard for it, okay? Now, is you can move into, let's say, if you were investing in gold and silver for many years, and you just kept putting money away into gold, okay? mainly gold. Let's say you did it for 10 years, 20 years. You just kept putting money away into gold. Just, you know, some money, half in fiat, half in gold. Just putting it away. And all of a sudden, you know, within 10 years, you see your stash. You're like, holy shit, the gold just went up to $2,000. It was, what, $1,300 not too long ago? Then it was $700, and it went down before. But it's growing. It grows. It has grown so much. So that becomes your asset, okay? So you look back, you're like, holy shit, I have a lot of money now. I can afford this big freaking house. I can afford this expensive-ass car. Whereas if you're working for the money, working for the Federal Reserve notes, it's different. It's like, I got to work really hard, work many hours just to get to the point where I can buy myself a Mercedes. But we were led to believe that we have to work really hard for money, and that is bullshit. I'm here to tell you. Okay. So, you know, yes, if we were taught by our family, if our family knew any better and they said, you know what, start putting money away in the gold, you know, like we had a Robert Kiyosaki as a dad, you know, put money away as gold. You know, by the time we're old enough, 20s, 30s, 40s, we'd be like, dude, we'd buy freaking mansions. You know what I mean? Instead of saving money in what? Federal Reserve notes that have no backup in their IOU notes and their foreign notes coming from outside the United States country. I mean, it is a real awakening, folks, a rude awakening. So when you operate and you start learning the true history and the true story, and a lot of it came from the Unum Sanctum Trust. This goes all the way back to the 1300s when Pope Boniface VIII took control of the world through this trust that he executed, that they created, that was written on a human skin. That they would be the controllers of the world and of everyone's soul and every living thing on the planet. These beings that are doing this are not human. And I know they're not. Because, I mean, some people will argue with me and they'll bring Jeffrey Dahmer up, and I totally get your point. I get your point. You know, because I say, you know what? I don't see how a human can eat another human. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I mean, if I think about it, I want to puke, really. You got to be from somewhere else. You really got to be from somewhere else. Now, sure, you know, there are the tribes. You know, there were some cannibalistic tribes. I believe in certain places. I believe it was the Cook Islands, if I'm correct. And they did that. They practiced cannibalism. But where did they learn that from? They had to have learned it from somewhere, okay? These beings created these states and city states, and it goes all the way back. And I know it has to be way before that too. They say it goes all the way back to Sumeria, okay? And in Sumeria, they talk about these gods, these beings that are not from here. They're known as the Anunnaki. With their advanced technology, and they were the ones that came down and genetically tinkered with our DNA, according to Zechariah Sitchin's work. And through Zechariah Sitchin's work, he was the one who studied the Sumerian text and actually broke it apart, took it apart. He was a Russian guy, took it apart and translated it into English. And discovered that there was these other beings from another land, okay? If you're a flat earther, it could be from another realm. If you're a globe, from another planet, okay? So regardless, these beings, these things could be interdimensional beings from inside the earth. Who knows? I don't know. But they genetically, according to the Sumerian text, they genetically tinkered with our DNA to create worker bees. Worker bees that will be enslaved for them, and they will be the gods over the people. And these are the ones that took part in creating the Bible. Okay? If you ever read the book Epic of Gilgamesh, I'm sure you've learned about it through high school. The Epic of Gilgamesh is a story about the two brothers, Enki and Enlil, that fought, had war, and Enlil was the narcissist kind of god that was like, you know what, or Anunnaki god. alien god that was like, you know what, we created these beings, but, you know, we could do whatever the hell we want. We could treat them like shit and whatever. And then Enki was like, you know what, we don't treat them like shit. These are our creations. You don't just do that to them. Okay. And so therefore, you know, Enki was the geneticist. He was really behind all of it. And he actually put something within the beings, the human beings, of special power that would be more powerful than the Anunnaki. Okay. And it's a really damn interesting story. It's all in Sumerian text. You could find it in the universities. You could find it and learn yourself. You don't have to listen to me, okay? But a lot of the works, and now Billy Carlson is really talking about this. I like his work, but he's kind of, I think he's a bit confused when he mentions Satan and, you know, Satan was in. No, I don't believe that at all, because Satanism, the real Satanism is about breaking free, freedom. And Enki is actually Thoth, and is also seen as even Lucifer or even seen as Jesus, which is the light bearer, the light of illumination, knowledge for people to awaken from the reality of what's really going on. Enlil, if you want to call it, is a very dark entity, like the darkest you could ever think of. Very, very controlling. If you don't do this or do that, I'm going to wipe the whole earth with a flood. I mean, that's pretty much Yahweh. Enlil is Yahweh. Enki is Thoth, or even Jesus. Okay, Jesus is about the light. He's about compassion. And, you know, if someone, you know, says a bunch of shit to you, you just turn the other way, hits you in the cheek, turn the other way. He was very compassionate. He was a very compassionate energy compared to the Yahweh energy. Yahweh was just a very angry, jealous god, right? Well, this anger and jealousy came from an Anunnaki entity. And people need to wake up and realize this, because if you don't, you are going to be subject to this, and you're never going to get out of it. You're never going to get out of this prison. You really are not. And this is how they got people utilizing the power of religion to believe in this, that so they can control you. And they don't realize that when they leave this realm, they go through a white tunnel, and guess what the white tunnel is? It's the little chute that comes back through reincarnation. Okay? You come back, you are reincarnated back into this realm. And all of you who are thinking, oh, but God's going to save me. Jesus is going to save me when I go to heaven. Well, hell, what happened? You've been saying that for how many thousands of years, and you still keep coming back? Why are you keep coming back then if he saved you already? This is a very hard information to swallow. Not many people are going to understand this. Okay. I've done a lot of research for many, many, many years. I've read the Bible inside and out. I've studied Hebrew, never studied Greek, but you know, in his image, the guy that wrote, in his image, John Lamb Lash was really good with that. He studied Aramaic, Greek, Hebrew, everything, pulled everything apart with an Ag Hammadi text and Dead Sea Scrolls, and he basically just said, look, this is it. So the reason why I'm bringing this all up is because this is what's happening with our systems right now. Our systems are ran by Judaism, and you can tell because the United States, it's like, you know, it goes by the Ten Commandments. It's Judaism, but wait a second, whatever happened to the separation of church and state? Whatever happened to that? Wasn't that what America was supposed to be about? When the forefathers created America, why the hell are they using another church doctrine? This should have been completely separated because it's based on Judaism, as I mentioned before in my other podcast, okay? There is a very awesome group that's out that's kicking ass right now. And, you know, whether it is a Muslim group, a Christian group, a pagan group, it doesn't matter. The fact is they are doing something about it, man. They are actually going to in each state and taking the bull by the horns, and they are filing lawsuits left and right for people's rights, for people's human rights. And I found that to be freaking amazing. Like, for instance, they want to bring in chaplains for the public schools, okay? So this group says, you know what, if you're going to bring in chaplains, what about us? We're going to volunteer. We want to come on in. And then right away they're saying, no, we can't allow you to. And they are called the Satanic Temple. Okay. The Satanic Temple are not a religious, like a spiritual group. They don't believe that Satan is a spirit. They see Satan as the embodiment of adversary against this tyranny that was created by the Zionists, you know, by the Anunnaki, if you want to go even further back, which created these religions to enslave humanity. And they know this. Okay, that's what the Satanic Temple is about. This particular group, anyway, there's other Satanic Temples, you know, and they, some of them are theistic, where they do believe that Satan is a deity and all that stuff. And they're in their own little world. But this particular group is blowing me away. I cannot freaking believe it. They are fighting for people's rights, and they're doing it with the help of lawyers. You know, if children are being abused in public schools, they're fighting for the children's rights. They're fighting for women's rights. If women want to get an abortion and then certain states are outlawing it, they're fighting for women's rights, saying, hey, wait a second, that is a woman's right, whether she wants to do the abortion or not. You know, and whether, you know, others believe in that or not, it's very, very controversial, but you don't know what it's like to carry a baby for 9 months. Imagine a woman that was raped. Imagine if a woman was maybe doing too much drugs, or maybe she was under prescription drugs and she cannot have this baby. Okay. Because the baby's going to come out not well. All right. So there's certain things, certain ethics that goes behind all of this, but this movement of the Satanic Temple, if you check them out, the satanictemple.com, like I said, they don't believe in Satan. They're not worshiping Satan or any of that. They're actually very atheistic, if anything. They are just created, and they're utilizing the focal point of Satan to show the adversary that, hey, because back in the day in the Bible, Satan spoke up against this oppressive God. Same with Lucifer. But then again, Lucifer and Satan, that came way before the Bible was ever at all. The Bible brought those characters in later on, okay? But they have been around years ago, way before the Bible was ever created. But anyway, I find this group to be very awesome. Again, I don't care what religion they are. As long as they're doing something, they're actually making shit happen. And that is a shock for me. It's like, oh my gosh, why can't, and these are American people in America, why can't many of you Americans do this? Get off your ass and make a change. Do something about it, you know, or join groups that are doing something about it. Instead of protesting and whining, you go and you make shit happen, you know? And that's what I like about this group. I find it to be really awesome. They're making shit happen, and they're actually growing all over the world. They have temples in UK, Germany, Canada. Canada really needs it too, if you know what I mean. So I find that to be very, very powerful and interesting, you know. And it's all about humanism and they don't want to use any type of spiritual deity or being to get in the way, because it's due to that has caused many wars, has caused many bloody wars, all right, among the people. Horrible torture if they did not believe in Jesus Christ. When I hear the word Jesus Christ, no offense, I get a twinge in my soul, and it doesn't feel right. It in someone in the name, why in Jesus Christ? If you give it to me, it's like a murderer, okay? And it's not having to do with Jesus at all. It's not having to do with him at all. It's the fact that it's the people behind it that are murderers. Like, they can use Lucifer and be murderers and say, why not? Why don't you love Lucifer? You know, Lucifer's great, you know? And they act all psychotic like that. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. If you act like that, psychotic, and hear the good news of Lucifer, if you don't, you know, Lucifer's going to kill you if you die. And you know what? Anybody who talks like that, whether it's Lucifer, the boogeyman, the marshmallow man, and trying to hurt people like that using fearful tactics, it's really, it's because they want members to stay in their congregation. That's why. All right. Well, you realize, you know, I just say Lucifer as an example for the Christians so they can understand where I'm coming from. Now, Luciferians and Satanists, you know, the atheist Satanists, do not convert people. They will never convert somebody. They will never push their religion down anybody's throat and threaten them if they do not follow their principles and the God that they work with, if they don't, that they're going to go to hell and all this other shit. Okay, that's not what we Luciferians do. If anything, we stick up for humanity and human rights. That's what we're here for, okay? We don't give a crap what you believe. If you believe in a God up in the sky, a God in the ground, whatever. As long as you don't hurt other people. And Christianity, I'm sorry, has harmed millions, billions of people throughout the world. Not just Christianity, Judaism as well. Zionist Judaism, I mean. Not all Judaism, by the way. You know, I have a lot of friends, students that are Jewish. And I do have friends that are Christian. I was Christian. I was baptized Catholic. All right, so letting you know where I come from as well. But if you look in history books, just check it out and do the research yourself. I don't need to tell you anymore, okay? So I have a very strong opinion against these groups, very strong opinion. Any religion, I don't give a shit if it's to worship a cow or worship a freaking rock. If they use that religion to hurt other people and threaten them, those religions need to be done away with. They need to be dispersed. They need to be gone, okay? Or keep to yourself because you're causing panic among the people. And I'll tell you, when this witchy panic was happening, it was called the witch panic, that everyone was a witch, and they murdered so many women, 9 million freaking women, caused panic, thinking that everything was the devil, and they created the freaking devil, by the way. And that's the thing, I don't worship the devil because I don't believe in the devil. They created the freaking devil. The devil came out of the Bible. It didn't come out of anywhere else. It didn't come out of a pagan writings or Sumerian text. This is a fabrication of the Christian church, okay? So everything's the devil. Oh, my God, it's the devil. It's the devil. So you start utilizing that, and therefore, here comes the witch hunt, right? So that is, people need to wake the frick up. They're still living a primitive life in the mindset, and they are, you know, trying to defend something they've never met before. They've never met before. They've never spoken to before. And they don't even know the true history and the origin of what it is that they're worshiping. Okay? Worshiping is groveling to, begging to. You're begging to something. That is an act of slavery. This is what was created from the masters, the slave masters. It goes all the way back. So if you think you're going to be a secured creditor or a sovereign or a foreign agent and you still have that mindset, you have no business doing that. What are you doing? You might as well go back into the freaking the fiery den, okay, and that type of den. So that's the thing. And this group is doing something about it. Satanic Temple, they're kicking ass, and I'm very proud of them. And I wish there were more groups like that. I don't care, again, if you're a Christian, Jehovah's Witness, freaking Mormon. If you guys have a strength like that to just go against these adversaries in that way that is hurting humankind, and you are standing your ground and you're defending these people, my gosh, you got all the credit from me. You really do. But many of you are not doing that. You're just bitching, complaining, and thinking about ways what you can do, but no one really does anything about it. But the Satanic Temple's doing something about it. Okay, I'm sure there's groups out there that are doing something. You know, there are a lot of groups, a lot of sovereign groups. A lot of these major, like, they're very heavy duty. And they are doing something, too. They're doing something as well. But I think that they need to group up with other groups, bigger groups that are doing something. I think that's what you all need to do. You know, start in your small group. Do your thing, but, you know, link up with other bigger groups that is going to get a lot of publicity. And that is what you're going to need, you know, to really put a stop to what is happening in the United States. The whole country is falling apart, as you can see. It is just a mass genocide among the people. And not only just in America, but parts of the world as we know it. Look at Israel. Look what's going on there. So I have to put this out there. You know, I have a very strong passion. My passion has always been for many years to defend humanity, to teach humanity how to break free from these agents that are very, if you want to talk about demons and stuff, really dark entity people, these people that are in the celebrity world that are doing some heinous crimes against humans, against babies, against animals, you know, that's where we have to draw the line. Enough is enough. Yes, you watch it on TikTok. Yes, you watch it on the news or whatever, but people aren't doing anything. They're just whatever. We're just not going to think about it. And we're going to go on with our lives. We're going to work for that slave note, which is the FRN note. Okay. So I wanted to mention, and I kind of got sidetracked there. So instead of just, you know, you can invest in gold, keep investing in gold. You can also invest in Bitcoin. That's where I'm at right now because of Bitcoin, because I've invested in Bitcoin for the past few years, I have been able to retire from my work. My work has been to, which was to help people to become secure creditors and get foreign trust. I no longer have to do that anymore. Okay. It's not like I didn't really want to do it. I did want to do it, but the people that I've worked with, many of them, not all, many of them, their mindset is very primitive, too primitive, not advanced. And they're all about completely wrong intentions. So I just decided, you know what? I cannot work with people that are little children, that are immature, and they are not, they're going down, and I'm not going to help those people. So I decided to resurrect my church, which is the Raven Moon Shadow Temple. You know, even though I'm retired, I don't have to work for the money, the dollar, because Bitcoin is taking care of us and the family. I can really put my energy into this temple that I created, which is Raven Moon Shadow Temple. It is based on paganism and the Luciferianism principles, which Luciferianism is actually not anything to do with Satan, like on the Bible and all this stuff, because they recreated him into being something evil when he is not. He was Greek. He came from a Greek mythology way before, okay? And he goes all the way back to Thoth. And he goes all the way back to Enki, and he is the light. And even Jesus is on the same line. They're all about the light. They're all about the morning star. They are all about the new dawn. They're all sharing a message for freedom for humankind. And that is what I go with. Okay. As long as you help with humanity, treat them right. You treat them like freaking humans, kings and queens as well. You know, as long as they deserve that, treatment, because like I said, they have to be, you know, educated in this. But really, like I said, people have to get their balls back. They got to wake up from the clouds, the fog of religion. Religion and praying to something, okay? Luciferianism, Satanism, we don't pray to any god above us, and we don't, oh God, oh Satan or Lucifer above me, you're above me. And you know, some do, but I don't. In this temple, we don't do that. We see them as kin. We're like the Norse gods of the Vikings. They conjured up their gods. They work with their gods, but they don't see them as somebody above them. They saw them as brothers and sisters. That's where we see these entities, whether they're angels, demons, fairies, elementals, whatever. Okay. And we do practice magic, because magic is something that we were born with. We are magical beings, and we should utilize that power to visualize, to feel, to utilize the power of our senses, you know, our sixth sense. You know, our power is so amazing, just being human beings. We are freaking amazing. You know, my daughter recently, she was on her menstrual cycle, okay? And women are usually very psychic during that time. This is why we were tortured back then, because we were seen as witches. We were just too intuitive. We knew everything was going, what was going on. And she had a feeling, it was a bad feeling in her gut, in her tummy. She could not eat her food. She's 16 years old. And she's like, Mom, I don't know, something's wrong. Something's wrong around here. I don't know. She was looking around like, you know, psychologists would look at her like a crazy nut. They say, oh, she's like, there's something wrong with her. She needs to go see a psychiatrist, right? And I know I'm psychic, so I totally was with her. I was with her the whole time, and my husband's psychic. So we're like, what is it? What is it, dear? What's going on? Just let us know. And she goes, oh, my God, Mom, I just don't feel right. I feel like I'm nauseous, like something bad is happening to somebody, a loved one, somebody. I don't know who. So she called her dad. It took her a while to get there, though, because she was really hurting. Her stomach was just like someone was like stabbing in her tummy. And it's an intuitive feeling. At first we thought, are you under attack? Is there another witch trying to attack you, you know, using the evil eye or whatever the hell? But it wasn't that. It was the fact of mourning, like she felt like she wanted to cry. So I said, call your dad right now and find out how he's doing. So she tried to reach him several times. He wouldn't respond. And then finally he did. And guess what? When she texted him, she goes, Dad, are you okay? And he goes, Autumn, actually, I am not. I threw up like 40 times today. So she called him up, Dad, what's going on? And he's like, yes, I've been sick all day. I think it was food poisoning. He was puking. The poor guy the next day had to go to the freaking hospital to get an IV hooked up. If you want to say that psychic ability is a joke, you know what? Go talk to the hand, all I have to say. My daughter's very, very psychic. And she was raised that way too. She was raised by a psychic mother and a psychic grandmother who is very clairvoyant. So this goes back several lineages of our lineage, you know, of our witchy lineage. We have that ability. But unfortunately, they try to say, oh, well, you are borderline or you're bipolar or you're the, you know, whatever, because we have a very high degree of emotions that it's very high intense that we can feel things. And our moods are, you know, pretty much up and down, and they're not very balanced maybe all the time because we are a walking sponge for other people and the unseen worlds as well. So it's very hard for us to deny that there are entities, and it, because we channel entities, by the way. We channel them. My daughter channels them. And I can tell you when she channels an entity, it actually told us something. It predicted something. It predicted a freaking hurricane in Cancun, and we didn't have a hurricane in 13 years. And it predicted, it went, this energy, Odrin, went right into my daughter, boom, like a lightning. And my daughter ran down the stairs and says, Mom, there's going to be a hurricane. I go, no, it hasn't hit us in 13 years, baby. Don't worry. Come on. There's going to be a hurricane. Get ready. Well, sure shit. That year, three hurricanes hit the country. So again, you know, we get people that are atheists. Sure, that's fine. And people that are like, I don't believe in that psychic shit, or I don't. Well, I'm here to tell you, even scientifically, they're finding out psychicism is very freaking real. Okay, so that is part of our temple. If you're psychic, you're gonna feel right at home. you're not gonna be seen as weird or nuts, or, you know, mentally wrong with you. And yes, there are energies, there are entities and elementals that are there to work with you, to help you through in your life. They come into your dreams. You know, those of you that do work with entities, that they are very, very real. So it's not like we are a complete, our temple is completely Luciferian, where we are Satanistic, where we shun out the psychic ability and shun out spiritual beings. We don't do that, okay? But I've noticed there's other temples, Satan temples, Luciferian, that do that, but we don't, because, you know, to acknowledge the animal, the human animal, you need to acknowledge the sixth senses too, the instincts that we all carry as well. Before this paradigm came, the Judeo paradigm, the Inquisition, trying to keep people from accessing the power of themselves, the intuition, and saying, oh, if you know, you're dabbling in the devil's whatever, the devil's world and all this stuff, okay? So there's so many people that are so superstitious. That's the whole point. So freaking superstitious that they utilize that superstition onto other people. And this is what they did with the hysteria back in Salem trials, Salem witch trials, murdered so many people, and they weren't even witches at all, okay? Same with Europe. I mean, the hysteria went on, and you know what? There could be another hysteria where they're going to do another witch hunt against people like us, and they're doing it now. People like us that are truthers that are speaking the truth, we're being hunted down, okay? The naturopathic doctors are being hunted down for speaking the truth about the whole COVID thing. If you say anything about COVID, if you say anything about the vaccines, oh, you are shut down, okay? They're still doing that, and they're still using these techniques and AIs, technology, I mean, and AIs to do that. So if you think that the whole pandemic is over, wait until you see what's going to be coming around the pike with their new AI technology, and it's going to be pretty bad. So that's why I say this is the time, you know, really build up on your gold. Build up on your silver, build up on your Bitcoin, where you do not have to rely on having to work and slave and labor a job to make someone else rich. That is what the system is for. When you talk about a career, I'm going to have a career, and my career is to be a doctor or a lawyer or what? Yeah, for the system, for that system, which is going to move into communism pretty soon, believe me. Because did you know that most of the United States is turning into a democratic place, that there's only maybe 6 or 7 states that's Republican, and the majority is Democrat? Who created that? Who set that up? Who do you think? The shadow government, of course, okay? Because they're getting ready for communism, guys. Wake up, okay? Wake up. Time to really tap into that intuition, tap into your ancestors, your bloodline, your beautiful bloodline with your ancestors, with nature, and communicate with your higher self, the God within, because you are all gods and goddesses. You all are that anyway. But you're forgetting, you've forgotten this. You've come from a beautiful place. We come from source, okay? We didn't come from Anunnaki God or extraterrestrial. We did not. Because according to Billy Carson, he says that when the Anunnaki came here, human beings were already here, but they were like either Cro-Magnon or they were Neolithic or Neanderthals. Yeah. And so therefore they genetically manipulated, tinkered the DNA with the Neanderthal to make them look like them, which are Anunnaki, which looks like, and we look just like them. Okay, that's what he says anyway. So if that's the case, then, you know, we are created in their image in that way. Okay? And like I said, they are responsible for creating a lot of these texts, these sacred texts that people are just fighting wars over, killing each other over, saying that they just know everything, but it was written by somebody else, by many people, not just one person, many people. And people are killing each other over this, okay? So this is the time where we have to wake up, stop worshiping something above us, because even Billy Carson even mentioned, check out his work, by the way, he's pretty awesome, that we have a worshiping DNA within us, or something locked in our DNA that we have to worship something. We just are built to worship, you know? And back in the day, if you think about it, if you've ever watched Eric Van Daniken, sorry, if you've ever seen Chariots of the Gods. Back in the day, if you were ever to put the Macintosh computer right there back in the day during the time of Jesus, people would worship it, okay? They would bow down and they would freaking worship it. If they saw a car, if they saw a plane, they would worship it. And it shows things that are etched in stone, artwork that's etched in stone of an angel. Guess what their angel looked like? A freaking rocket ship. They even have batteries, ancient batteries that they found. They found, and my husband and I, when we went to Egypt, we went into one of the temples, and we saw the flashlight one. It's like the light bulb. I mean, it was a light bulb. It looked like a freaking light bulb. And it had something etched in it that looked like the Wi-Fi. You know, the Wi-Fi, like the four little levels that looks like a cone. It looked like a Wi-Fi, and my husband took pictures of it. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So it's like we had future, like there was a civilization that happened past 12,000 years ago, that was an ancient civilization, many ancient civilizations that they are not talking about, that they were extremely advanced. But they were wiped out by a flood because they didn't want you to know about the civilization. What if they were just like us? They looked like us. They were Americans. They were Mexicans or whatever. You know, what if they were just like us, but they had such advanced technology to create these pyramids that we cannot construct right now. We cannot do that. They can construct the pyramids in such perfect precision that we cannot do it with the technology that we have. It's because maybe they were giants back then. Giants. Very freaking fascinating, our history, once we're able to just tap in and find out who these beings were. It's beautiful. But we're not allowed to go that far, because the more we go that far, guess what? They're going to want to wipe everything out again, all over.
Just like they did with Tartaria. That's what we're on about, because that's where the giants were. I mean, just look at the Great Wall of China. Same thing. All the turrets are pointing out over, right? So they're only one way. They're not two ways, so it's not separating north and the south or east and the west. It was Tartaria. And all these structures have been hidden, taken down, dismantled, and the history taken away from us, because that was the real history. They had all the technology and all these things, like churches, for example. They're not places for gods of worshiping God. They're resonant healing chambers. It's designed in such a way for the frequencies to traverse through those chambers and heal your body. Look at the stained glass windows. Sacred geometry, right? It's all mathematical. The universe is math. It's frequency, just like the big guy said. You know, you've got, what's his name again? I forgot his name. I just went blank all of a sudden. But No, the Tesla, just like Tesla says, you want to know the secrets of the universe, you have to understand the it speaks to you in frequency. What is love? What is feelings? It's all a vibrational frequency. This is how you communicate with the universe. This is how it communicates with you. Compassion. So this is where your true history stems from, you know, not some bullshit that's just reconstructed to suit the narrative.
Exactly. So very, very true. So yes, you know, the world can be very beautiful. It really can. It is a beautiful place. But unfortunately, we have these things running it, these beings running it for quite a long time. And as long as we know what to do to tap into our higher self and to be more than what we, better versions of ourselves, we can overthrow this. We can do this. If a satanic temple can do what it's doing right now, I mean, if you go to the satanictemple.com and just look at what's going on in the courts, look at the cases, look what they're doing. You know, if these people can freaking do it, what's stopping you from doing something, from putting a stop to this fanaticism, you know? And always, you know, they want to throw things to be scared of, oh, the Illuminati, oh, you know, be afraid of us, you know, all the stuff about Illuminati and all the conspiracies. I'm not saying that it's a lie, because there is a group called the Illuminati, but it could have been infiltrated or hijacked, right? But constantly putting out stuff to make people afraid that they are more powerful than you, that I do not like. That's bullshit. We are more powerful than them. Okay?
And they know it.
Yep. They know it. You know, once the people wake up and they stop trying to worship something above them is when people are going to finally realize the truth. And they're going to start working on themselves, and they're going to start believing in themselves, believing in their abilities, believing in their own creativity to make this world a better place rather than sitting on their hands waiting for someone else to do it for them, waiting for someone to change it. You can do it. You can do it. So as I was saying about investing in gold and silver, I mean, what Robert Kiyosaki mentioned, he said, I just started to invest in gold when I was young, and silver and all this stuff. Just kept doing it. And then to a point where, you know, he was able to afford a crap load of things that he didn't think he could afford before. Can you imagine our ancestors back in the day, let's say 1933, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president back then, that took everyone's gold and silver from them, imagine those people still kept their gold and silver. Say they hid it, gave them a little bit of gold and said, here you go, you know, but hid it. Didn't tell them nothing about it. Can you imagine if the American people would have stood up and hid it and then passed it down to their youngins, there would be no slavery. Because that's what he did. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took away the gold and silver from the American people back in the 1930s and gave them monopoly money to play with, which had no money, no real backup. And so therefore, here comes inflation now. You know, they have so much control over the people, but the people allowed the control. They allowed it. They got them sidetracked with the Roaring Twenties, got them sidetracked with the freaking war going on in Nazi Germany, and, you know, didn't even think about it. And, of course, the Spanish flu, all of this stuff. But imagine if our grandparents and great-grandparents would have done that, we'd be living extremely wealthy where we would not have to work for anything. We wouldn't have to work using these dollars, these bullshit dollars that have no backup at all. We would have plenty of gold and silver. We would be the ones creating jobs or creating something for people, something meaningful for people. Okay? So I feel that the system's going to be gone. The system's going to change into something else. And that's why they're moving into CBDC, the centrally digital currency. And this is not Bitcoin, by the way. This is something else where they're going to try to encroach upon the people again. But like I said, if you were investing in gold, silver, something real and tangible, and even, hey, Bitcoin, and when the time really came when they're about to do that, you'd be free from that shit. You'd be free. And you would not have to worry. And that is the thing. They get you to look at the presidents that they're going to save your life. Just keep on going to work. Go to your jobs. Keep working for that IOU note that has no backup at all. Okay? I mean, you're going to realize it's such a freaking lie. It really is a lie. And people have been lied to, and people have eaten it up because their parents ate it up and their parents' parents ate it up. But this is the generation where we have to get out of this. We have to get out of this matrix, and we got to start thinking for ourselves and our family. Learn about investing. Learn, you know, what the rich are doing, and then we can actually get out of it. So I want to end this show with a little reading, like I mentioned I would, because now we're at 35 minutes. And I'm going to ask about America. I'm going to ask my tarot cards about America. What's going to happen with America within the next, this year? Let's just go by the end of this year. What's going to happen to America by the end of this year? What's really going to be happening? Something that we need to know about America, okay? Of course, there's going to be a lot of things happening in America, but the thing is, what is it that we, the people, need to know about it? What are the warning signs? Okay, looking right now. Interesting. The world tree. Money. Yep, they're going to be making a lot of money. So right now, they're taking a lot of money from you. A lot of money. Okay. The world tree, all this is all about, they've been very successful, just taking and taking and taking, taking from you. And the nine of discs is all about gain, making a lot of money, just taking profits from people, just major, okay? But in the near future, I'm seeing a lot of regret. I'm seeing losses, a lot of losses happening this year, okay? People are going to be very, very tight with their money. I'm seeing really holding on to their money, which is the four of discs. There's going to be a lot of emotional losses. This could be due to financial losses, freedom losses, privileges, and also it could also be because I'm seeing the death card. This could also signify illnesses happening because I'm seeing more illnesses coming up to the pike that's going to really, really – it's going to be a change. I mean, death is not always a bad thing. It also represents change, okay? There's going to be a lot of diplomacy, though. People are going to be finding ways on how they can handle what is happening because there's going to be a lot of losses this year, a lot of financial losses, a lot. And you know what? It could look really pretty on the media. The media could look really beautiful that America is going to be changing. It's going to be better. But yet you're seeing around you just complete sadness. Start looking around you instead of looking at the TV, what the TV tells you. Okay, the TV is propaganda that is created by the Zionists. Stop doing that. Start looking around you. How are your neighbors doing? How's the banking systems doing? What's going on? Look around you. That's going to tell you what's really happening with America, okay? But I'm seeing a big transition happening. It's going to be humongous, and there's going to be a lot of people trying to defend their defend themselves. Things are going to be taken from them, but they're trying to defend themselves. They're standing their ground, okay? It's sad because it's not until it gets worse where people are going to really make a decision. And I see people leaving too. The Green Man, the Pulse of the Fool, and the Adventure, the Knight of Wands. People are going to be picking up and going. They're going to leave maybe the city. They're going to leave the state. They're going to go to another state. There's going to be a lot of migration or moving around a lot because they're going to see that everything has dried up. The businesses that they've been doing, the type of jobs that they've been doing are drying up. This is going to be happening all this year, okay? So, but a lot of this changes. This is where people have to wake up, okay? People have to wake up. You're going to start seeing the United States for what it is towards the end of this year. But the ones that are investing in, like I said, gold and silver, Bitcoin, you have an opportunity to get the hell out of it. Those of you who have farms, yes, we understand farms, your own property. It's not good for you if you don't have it in a trust, in a real trust, like a foreign trust to protect you. Because if you don't, they can come and take it from you. Not a problem. And that is why I offered the Silver Bullet Trust to many people for a while to help move your houses onto a trust to claim that you don't own it. The trust owns it, and it's owned by a foreign entity, not a domestic entity. That is where you're going to have a lot of power, okay? So if you want to hold on to your stuff and you want to say it's my stuff, well, you're going to have to be smart and learn about trust law. Start studying about it, but anything in the domestic trust is not going to help you. It has to be a foreign trust. Done, okay? But a lot of these things that are going to be causing chaos, it's not a bad thing. It's just to get people to wake up and say, you know what? Maybe it's time for us to move out of here for a little bit. Maybe just move out of the United States temporarily or move out of a particular state temporarily until things get better. But I'll tell you right now, from what I'm seeing, it's not going to get better. And people are hoping and praying that maybe Trump gets in office as if he is a great person, but you know what? He's one of them. He's also Jewish. Same with Alex Jones. He's Jewish as well. They are of the Zionists. They're cut from the same branch, guys. Okay, you have to wake up and stop worshiping these gods. Again, like what Billy Carson says, many of you have that in your DNA that you have to worship something. You got to worship a president. You got to worship a king or queen. You got to worship a rock. You got to worship something unseen. You got to worship. And that is the problem. That is why the United States is the way it is. It's why Europe is the way it is. It's because people will not stop worshiping something, thinking that they, another human being, is higher than them. When that stops, that's when you get your power back. That's when you get your country back. That's when you get your life back, until that day comes. But if it doesn't come, if you still believe in a man in the clouds that's going to come and save you, you are in for a rude awakening, big time. Okay? So that's what I'm sharing with you. It's going to be a very, very people have a lot of hopes. They think, also I'm going to ask about the prosperity funds. People think Gassara is going to come. Let's check this out. Let me ask the question. Is prosperity funds and Jubilee, is it going to happen this year? The prosperity, Nasara, prosperity funds and Jubilee that everyone's talking about among the sovereign groups, that it's going to happen this year. Let's find out. Because I've been hearing about that this would happen 10, 20 years ago. So let's see. It would be kind of nice. Is this Jubilee and Nasara going to happen this year? Nine of Swords. First card that pops up, suffering. A lot of suffering. People are sitting on their hands, waiting for someone else to do it, and they're suffering. Well, no shit, Sherlock. No shit. Okay. Right now, I do see gain, Nine of Discs. There's people that are, you know, they're investing in things, which is good, holding on or investing in something that they can invest in. So there are certain gains here. But that's for the people doing it. It's from the people. The people are making it happen. It's not because someone else out there or a government or the Syrians or the Galactic Federation of Light is going to do this for them. This is what the people are doing themselves. They're taking it on themselves to make it happen good for you. It's only when the people take action themselves instead of sitting around waiting for money to fly in from the fucking clouds is when you're going to actually see some progress, okay? Imagine that. You actually have the power to do that. Spirituality, the Ace of Cups, I'm seeing a lot of sadness and, again, abandonment. You're going to be disappointed. I knew it. Ace of Cups and abandonment, Eight of Cups. Don't listen to me, but at least I'll tell you, these are the cards. They've never failed me. There's going to be abandonment. There's going to be disappointment because something is not following through. Something's not falling through. There's going to be a lot of disappointment here. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, you know, it's time to move on. Nothing is happening here. But the good news is when the people actually see that they have the power to do this themselves, they're going to see beauty. They're going to see the bounty. They're going to see a lot of things happening, a lot of prosperity. Because Six of Discs is popping up. That is usually a very generous card. And it's going to show people helping each other. People have money to help each other, like some of the people that invested in Bitcoin, some of the people that invested in silver and gold or, you know, whatever, or land. They're helping other people. And that's what I'm getting. See, I would know if it was like the prosperity funds in the cards or the Nasara or Gassara. I would get like the Ten of Pentacles. I would get Ten of Pentacles. I would get the Sun. I would get a bunch of money, that like so much money cards. And there is nothing going on here with that. So if you're still sitting around waiting on your hands that QAnon's going to do something for you, that Galactic Federation of Light and Prosperity Funds and Jubilee, you have another thing coming. You know, again, you have a choice. You have a choice to get started and make shit happen now or wait and sit on your hands, and because this group agrees that it's going to happen, then go ahead and listen to them and then end up in a camp, okay? That is the problem. You know, it's time to take action yourself. You know, people have more power than they realize. That's the thing. You have a lot more power than you realize. Way more power. And it begins with meditation. It begins with prayers. It begins with action, making things happen. And you can turn it around. But before that happens, you know, people have to wake up. They got to crack that egg of a mind of theirs and open up. They need to know. Time to realize what is really, really going on. And I'm getting the Queen of Pentacles. That's a very, very powerful card. And the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune deals with things are going to be turning around for the better. And they will. They will. After people start to realize who is really in control, which is you, not them. When you start to realize that you're the one in control of your life, your reality, that is when you start to change this reality. That is when you start to see the new earth or whatever you want to call it, like a whole new way of living. Things will shift and change. And we have the power to do it. We really do. Stop giving your energy away to parasites, to these leaders, because these leaders, that's all they do is take from you. Look, they're flying around in these private jets, and what are you guys doing? Working for that dollar. They don't work for the dollar, by the way. The billionaires, the mega millionaires, they don't work for the dollar. They take out loans, they take out grants, and they build businesses so other slaves can work for them. That's the reality, okay? So Trump's got a beautiful jet. He's doing something right, but you know what? He's not for the people. I'll tell you that right now. He's not for the people. None of these leaders are for the people. And it's time for you to stand your ground. You have to. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this session. Oh, rebirth. There was another card that popped right out. Hell, rebirth. Rebirth, that's good. That means there's going to be a big, huge awakening, a big rebirth. The things are going to start looking up, but it isn't until, like I said, people start waking up to the reality that they are God themselves, that they are the ones in control, and they can make a change in their lives. Rebirth is a very powerful card. That is like the judgment day, but these are pagan cards. You know, we're not biblical here. It's about a rebirth, a whole renewal, a whole new way of living and a new way of life. Isn't that beautiful? We are the shit, guys. I'm just telling you right now. I'm trying to be your cheerleader. Okay. I'm your cheerleader. All right. You guys are the shit. You're the bomb, and you got to give yourself more credit. You really do, because you really are the bomb. You really are. All right, everyone. Well, I'm going to be wrapping this up a little early. Got things to do. Have to take care of the sinusitis that I had. I didn't think I was going to make it today, seriously, to tell you the truth, because my sinus has been flaring up, and I got to handle that. I got to get on top of that. And I wanted to mention, we had an awesome freaking crypto class. We did our crypto class. It was 2 days. It's recorded, and I have it for sale now. So if you're interested, you can go to the movingbeyondthematrix.com or ravenmoonshadowtemple.com, and my email is on there if you want to get the e-course. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I taught my students during the time when we had the huge dip in Bitcoin. We had such a big dip with a Bitcoin. It went from $73,000 to like $60,000. We just went through a mega dip. It was like a big bloodbath, and people were panicking. But I'm like, no, this is the time for you to buy. This is the time for you to buy. So I hopefully they bought in, and now Bitcoin's making its way back up. It is kicking ass. Yeah, haven't talked about Bitcoin much. That was the thing. Bitcoin is kicking ass right now. And through the history of before the Bitcoin halving, guess what? Bitcoin went up to went from like $8,000, and then in May it just did a double shuffle triple. Like I think it was 20 grand or something crazy like that. Well, the same thing is going to apply now, where Bitcoin is at 60, or it was going to 73,000 by May, June, July. It can do $120,000. It could do that right away. Really fast. It can do that next month. So if you're invested in Bitcoin, congratulations. I mean, most of my money is in Bitcoin. Most of my portfolio is Bitcoin. I got like 80 or 90% in Bitcoin, and I got 10% in altcoins. That's how much I believe in Bitcoin, okay? And we're able to live just fine without having to work a job or work a business. So because I've been buying Bitcoin dollar cost average for the past 2 years, you know, just whatever business I have, whatever clients, they pay me in crypto or even in money, and I move it into Bitcoin. Just like, you know, moving it into gold, moving it into silver. You move it in, I moved it into Bitcoin. And now I have this big, beautiful cushion where I could just chill out. And Bitcoin is going to go up to 120 grand, and it can go up to $200,000 this year. They're seeing that happening, which is very, very easy for Bitcoin to do. And then next year is when it goes parabolic. That's when it goes insane. It can go to $500,000 or maybe $300,000 to $400,000. And I tell you, in October of next year is the time to sell. That's when I sell. I don't sell now. I sell next year. Okay. Bitcoin is the bomb, you guys. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not invested in crypto, this is going to set you free from the chains that bind. If you invest in Shiba Inu, invest in Bitcoin, invest in Ethereum. There's other coins that I've invested in, which is Baby Doge and Cult DAO. Okay. Even Dogecoin's good. Invest in these coins. They're not as, They're not as risky. That's why I'm more conservative when I do my investments. It's not as risky because the other coins, you know, people that are investing in, they're like these airdrops. They don't really know if it's going to fly or not. And if it flies, right on, they can be millionaires. Cool. But they can also lose their money too. As long as they put a little bit of money, sure, that's fine and just forget about it. But me, I'm more conservative. And I really don't like to lose my money. I like to make money, okay? I'm very, very grateful. I'm excited. I mean, that's what I do to make my money, I guess, is I crypto trade. So, you know, when the market is good, I take profits. I take profits along the way. We make money that way. We pay the rent. We eat with it. We have fun with it. And I don't have to work a job or a business. It's freaking awesome. It's the best business you'll ever have as a crypto trader, I tell you. So that's what I teach my students, to become crypto traders, know how to trade, know when to buy, know when to sell, and know when to take their profits and know how to get very wealthy, especially by the end of the year, and be able to walk out of a job for a very, very tiny amount of money to purchase the course, okay? It's completely worth it. So like I said, if you're interested, contact me at druanna@pm.me for the course, the Crypto Masterclass, and I'd be very happy to contact you as well and send you the video training. It's a two-day training, and you're going to learn everything you need to know about being a crypto master, all right? All right, everyone, much love, light, and darkness. Have a wonderful week, and check out movingbeyondthematrix.com. I do blog every week. I'm always blogging every week on that page. And our temple, ravenmanshadowtemple.com. If you are a rebel like me, an anarchist, you're going to live that temple. All right, everyone. Take care. And I will see you on Sunday. Our next show will be at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right? A 3-hour show. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.